say it's, if I ask who was at the door, you know, I ask was that Jim at the door, you say, yeah, that was.
You know that's me. Uh-huh. That was talking about.
Well, if you're talking about, if I ask you, was that Jim who called you on the phone, you say, yeah, that was.
Yeah, that was Jim. That was him.
Uh-huh. And if it's a woman, you'd say, yeah, that was.
Huh? Huh?
And if it's two people, you'd say, that was.
Them.
And talk about how tall you are. You say, he's not as tall as.
He's not as tall as I thought he was.
But comparing him to yourself.
Yeah. He's you'd not say, as tall as I is.
And you'd say, or I'm not as tall.
As he was.
And he can do that better.
Than I can.
And if you had been out to, say, El Paso, and you hadn't gone any more west than that, and I asked you, how far west have you been? You'd say, well, El Paso is what west I've ever gone. El Paso is.
Just say 400 miles is far west I've ever been.
Uh-huh. Did you ever say it's the farthest west I've been, or the furthest, or all the farther west?
Yeah. All the further west I ever been.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And something belongs to me, you'd say it's...
It's mine.
And I might ask, if I didn't know whose something was, I'd say, well, is this... This isn't mine, it must be...
Must be yours, ain't it?
And if it belongs to both of us, it's...
It's ours.
And if to them, it's...
A hill.
Huh?
To them.
Uh-huh.
You mean to two?
Yeah. Then it's...
Ours.
Or it's not ours, it's...
Theirs.
And if it belongs to him, it's...
It's his.
And to her, it's...
Hers.
Do you ever hear people say his'n?
His'n. Hers.
You say that yourself, his'n?
Yeah, that's all we used to use, his'n. That's his'n.
Uh-huh. And if you say if a group of people had been at your house and they were fixing to leave, you might say... Well, I hope what come back again.
Yeah, I hope y'all come back again.
Did you ever use the word y'all to
yeah,
just one person?
Yeah, y'all come back again.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Would you ever use it to just one person?
Yeah. We do that sometime now.
Uh-huh.
Just like a man come in and say, well, I'll be out go. Same as her, y'all come back to see her, yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Would you mean just one person?
Well, I did just, you know, just the word saying it.
Uh-huh. And... There was a group at your house and they were fixing to leave and you were asking them about their coats. You'd say, where, everybody's coats, you know, you'd say, where are
your coats at?
Uh-huh. Did you ever say y'all's coats?
Where's y'all's coats at?
Uh-huh. And if there was a party that you hadn't been able to go to and you were asking about the people that had gone, you'd ask somebody, was at the party, you'd say.
So who was at the party?
Uh-huh. Did you ever say who all was at the party?
Yeah. That's who all was at the party.
Uh-huh. And if there's a group of children that obviously belong to more than one family, you might ask about them. Children are they, you'd say.
Who children is them?
Uh-huh. Did you ever say who all's children?
Who all children is them? Yeah, I say that now. I see a big bunch of eyes there. Who all children is them?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And if someone had made a speech and you were asking about all of the speaker's remarks, you know, everything he said, you'd ask someone, now...
Did you like the way he made his speech?
Or you'd ask, did he say? You'd ask someone...
Did he say his speech right?
Uh-huh. Did you ever say, what all did he say?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I always ask. I don't go to church much as my wife come in. Well, we had a good service, and so-and-so made a speech. I said, what all did he say?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And you say, if no one else will look out for them, you say, they've got to look out for...
For herself.
Or they've got to look out for...
For herself?
Uh-huh.